The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
So that market sell-off we saw on Tuesday turned out to really be a buying opportunity for a lot of individual investors. This week brought the strongest level of buying that we've seen since December among the retail crowd, at least. That's according to Vanda Research, which calls out in a note this week that animal spirits, as they put it, are alive and well. The breadth of buying was also widespread, which tends to suggest more optimism, but traders are especially optimistic on semiconductor stocks. You got AMD and NVIDIA seeing a surge in retail inflows this year, outshining Tesla, if you could believe it. Tesla has been a longtime investor favorite. It's seen its share of total traded value drop to the lowest level in 2 years. It's still the most widely held name by individuals. Lately, though, investors have been more actively buying into chip names with less interest in Tesla. As you can see in the chart there, NVIDIA earnings are one big catalyst. The chipmaker reports next week. There has been a surge in options activity ahead of that, with call turnover hitting highest levels and levels we haven't seen since last summer's AI frenzy. Vanda also points out that the stock is heavily crowded at this point. It could see some exhaustion in momentum over the next 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how earnings go. Overall, call options across the market have picked up notably, as Vanda puts it, according to that note in recent weeks. Speculative options trading still well below the 2021 peak, but it does indicate a bit of a return of risk appetite among retail traders. And speaking of risk appetite, Bitcoin is having a great week, above $52,000, still above $52,000 this morning, though. It is normally very much a retail-driven market. That may not be the case in recent weeks. Institutions actually appear to be the ones buying. That is based on the size of purchases and then some inflows into ETFs as well, that Vanda points out. But those larger purchases tend to indicate that it's the institutions coming in, not the individual investor guys.
That was the hope for Bitcoin bulls when they got these ETFs approved, that it would just add to institutional portfolios. Kate, you know, the underlying story here is that financial conditions have really eased in the last few months as the Fed pivoted from hiking bias to a cutting bias. And one of the questions is whether retail would get back in, whether they would sell cash, you know, get out of cash and get into stocks and all those money market funds, and whether we could see speculative activity like we saw, you know, targeting the most shorted names. And is that still happen at all? Are there glimpses of it? Numbers show anything?
It's a great point. And you did see this pivot with the retail investing crowd, where a lot of people got into the markets around, honestly, GameStop. 2021 was a big year for retail investor interest in just people getting into the market. That actually pivoted. You saw people kind of get into the more boring stuff like bond ETFs and money market funds. You are seeing some return of risk appetite. And some of these speculative pockets, things like out-of-the-money call options and NVIDIA, don't indicate, you know, a long-term investor. It's a little bit more of a casino culture. So that's, you're still seeing pockets of that, but you're also seeing this maturation of the retail investor, where they're getting into a little bit of more of a diversified portfolio. Even if they are maybe buying NVIDIA, they're also holding things like money market funds and trying to play interest rates and keeping up with kind of the moving Fed target, as a lot of investors are.
Yeah, that's different than buying a stock based on an ice cream emoji, but we'll be on the watch for that kind of
a different period
coming back.
Yeah,
Kate, thanks.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kate.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.